The recent hot and dry summer in central New York mirrors the shift in climate patterns across the country. Fires in western states and storms and flooding down south have also brought more attention to the issue this election, even during a pandemic. And our listeners told us it was among the most important. As part of WAER's election blueprint, James Corrigan reports how drastic temperature shifts affect central New Yorkers and how the issue is playing out in campaigns.
Central New York farmers don't need a rooster to remind them to wake up early.
We throw bark chips in here.
Brian Luton owns the Stone's Throw Farm in Nedro, growing an assortment of vegetables in addition to the occasional egg. His growing year, however, was thrown for a loop by something even more unpredictable than COVID.
We had snow on the ground in the middle of May, and then flip of a switch, we were into the 90s and had one of the hottest, driest summers that we've had in a number of years.
It was, in fact, the third hottest summer ever recorded in central New York, throwing a curveball to a $350 million agriculture industry in Onondaga County. As a result, some of Luton's crops were left out to dry.
The broccoli, cauliflower, and early cabbage in particular, they need, you know, moist sort of growing conditions. I think our early broccoli crop, we harvested probably 10%.
As the climate continues to be less certain, Luton's plight won't be uncommon. Colin Beyer, associate professor in the Department of Sustainable Resources Management at SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry, says farmers rely on predictability in order to grow their crops.
Farmers get accustomed to a certain amount of precipitation, right? And we don't irrigate our crops very much in New York State compared to many other parts of the world because the climate provides ample precipitation. And so when you have drought conditions, if you don't have the ability to irrigate or provide water to your crops, they're very vulnerable.
The climate issue affects not just central New York, but the whole of the country. Western wildfires have grown worse with each year. Hurricanes and tropical storms have become so common, Greek letters had to be used to name them after the number of storms outpaced the letters of the alphabet. And the UN Secretary General has warned that the Earth could soon reach the point of no return on climate. This election, climate has remained in the conversation even during a pandemic and economic crisis. President Trump has denied man's role in climate change in the past, but touts his record on clean air and water. He has also pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Accords. Joe Biden has pledged to invest $2 trillion into research and development in his first term alone, with the goal of reaching net zero emissions by 2050. He's also said he would rejoin the Paris Accords, which the Obama administration first entered in 2016. In central New York, 24th District Congressman John Katko has acknowledged man's role in climate change and has supported zero-emissions solutions such as nuclear energy, including at the Syracuse.com debate.
And nuclear energy is something I very much support. We help save the nuclear industry here in central New York, in western New York. It has 100% carbon-free emissions.
His Democratic opponent Dana Balter aligned herself with Joe Biden's priorities at the same debate.
One of the most important things we have to do is make major investments in renewable energy to end our reliance on fossil fuels, because that's a huge driver of the climate crisis.
22nd District Congressman Anthony Brindisi said at Tuesday's Spectrum debate that investment in infrastructure is the key to solving the climate crisis.
We have a very old energy grid in this state. I'd like to see major investments in upgrading our energy grid so we can more renewable energy
on the
grid.
His Republican opponent, former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, is taking an all-encompassing approach.
I think what the president is trying to do is something that hasn't been done before, is look at an all-of-the-above strategy.
For central New York farmers like Luton, time may be running out. This election pits two different philosophies on green energy and limits on fossil fuel to combat climate change. Luton's concern is not just for himself, but for generations beyond.
We've got young kids. Imagining how things will be 20 years, 40 years, 60 years from now, I think we all have a responsibility to do something today.
In short, Luton says it's time for our leaders to wake up. James Corrigan, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.